greatest thing in the world today is the manifestation of the love of God in the renewed mind. To the end that we are born again of God's Spirit and have renewed our mind on what we have in Christ Jesus, and we manifest forth this love of God, we really become new men and women in concretion in the senses realm. In the great chapter of 1 Corinthians 13, in the first verse of that chapter, we read, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels," and that's tremendous, "and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." The word charity is the word agapeo. There are three words used, three different Greek words used, and translated love. One is the word agapeo, the other is phileo, and the other is eros. Both phileo and eros were in the world, practiced and operated before the day of Pentecost, and still are. But these basically are nothing more than sex love, or sex attraction, or animal love, that's all. But the word agapeo has a new connotation. It signifies and means the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation. And though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, which you do when you speak in tongues, but if I do not have the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation, there's nothing wrong with the speaking in tongues of men and of angels, but I am become as sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. We have forgotten that love will make a man a success. It will put him over where nothing else will make him a victor. Love never fails. It is the master's rule. It will lead a man out of selfishness, out of weakness and failure, into the very strength and ability of Christ. There is no force in the world that it cannot dominate. It makes us wanted. It makes us a blessing. It enables us to take the place of Jesus Christ here upon earth. I have sometimes wondered what would happen if a man really dared to go all the way out to the limit of love. Some have neglected it, acting as though it did not exist, even in those who are born again of God's Spirit, utterly ignoring its very existence. And yet, somehow or other, they want the Father's help in time of need. Ladies and gentlemen, love must be enthroned in our lives in manifestation. It must govern our lives. You know, Paul's friends had challenged him one day, saying that he was off his rocker. They accused him of being beside himself. But he wasn't. Why? Because the love of God had so set him on fire that he was an extension, a manifestation in the senses realm of the man who goes all out with the love of Christ. His very being was saturated with the passion that sent Jesus to the cross. You know, you can understand 1 Corinthians 10:24, where the word of God declares, "Let no man seek his own, but each his neighbor's good." When love, the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation, is at white heat, selfishness stops reigning. Selfishness, my friend, is a deadly poison. It is poison to the spirit. It is poison to the body of Christ. It causes practically all the diseases in the human body. It is a strange thing how selfishness has never been feared by man. He fears it in another man, but he never fears it within himself. Selfishness is the cause of all the wars that have come, and of all the strikes, the battle between labor and capital, the strifes in politics, and in every other realm. The epistle of 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, was one of the most difficult verses of Scripture that I ever had to face up to. It didn't seem to me that I could ever master it or understand it or bring it into concretion. This is what it says. "And we know and have believed the love which God has in our case. God is love, and he that abideth in love abideth in God, and God abideth in him." Here are some great truths. First, I have come to believe in love. I believe that the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation is the best there is to allow to govern my life. I have come to believe that the best method of ruling a home, a business, a government is the love of God in the renewed mind. There are very, very few people who ever believe in love. They believe in force. They believe in intrigue. They believe in self and sense knowledge, judgments and arguments. But do they believe in love? If in your heart, the innermost part of your being manifested in the renewed mind, you believe that love is the way and that it is the best way, then you must act it. Not only is it best, but it is the only way. It is the way that you are going to walk, regardless of how anyone else walks. You're going to walk the love way if you renew your mind, and when you do, you discover that you're living in that love realm. Your home is in love, and whenever you step out of love, you step into darkness and unhappiness. And so you must learn to stay put, to live in the love way. You have found that living in love is actually living in the highest and sweetest fellowship with the Father. It is actually living with Him. He has come into your body to make it His home. And in 1 John 4:17, which is the verse following 16, which I read a moment ago, it says, "Herein is love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, even so are we in this world." Isn't that wonderful? What does that mean? It means that love is perfect in itself. But it also means that this love of God, the agapeo, which is ours at the time of the new birth, must now be put on in our minds, and we have to walk in this newness of love, and it must gain the ascendancy in our life. When this love of God in the renewed mind becomes the rule of my life, I grow up into it until my life is dominated, it is ruled, it is governed by it. And that gives me a quiet fearlessness in His presence as well as in everybody else's. You see, God is love. And I am a love child if I'm born again by the Spirit of God. And as I renew my mind, I walk in the realm of love. I think in the terms of love. I act according to the rule of love. And my whole life is pitched to the key of love. Then you can understand that there is no fear in love. There is fear in everything else. But the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation has no fear. And when you're out of love, everybody says and does things that they are basically afraid to face up to. You think things outside of love that you wouldn't want to become public property. But this perfect love in the renewed mind casts out all fear, because fear has punishment. You know, my friend, the Word of God says, "He that feareth is not made perfect in love." He's made perfect spiritually on the inside. This is a work of God. But not on the outside, because this man has not put on the mind of Christ. He has not renewed his mind and manifested forth the greatness of this wonderful love of God. So you see, you can understand that if we walk the love way and the love life, we will say nothing. We will do nothing. We will resolutely refuse to think anything outside of the love of God. Can't you see what a fearless life that would be? No matter what happens, you know you're walking in love. When you speak, you know it is love. Ephesians 4:15 illustrates this great truth where we read, "But speaking truth in love may grow up in all things unto Him who is the head, even Christ." Speaking out of love is speaking out of tune and off key. It breaks the harmony. It jars the ears of men and women who are walking and endeavoring to walk in love. So our whole life swings into the orbit of this new kind of love, this new creation life, when we manifest forth the greatness of the love of God which we have spiritually in our walk by renewing our minds and manifesting it forth as the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation. This is why Christian workers, when they are born again of God's Spirit, manifest forth the greatness of the power of God. It just melts the men and women with whom they walk and talk and to whom they minister. What soul winners we are, what mighty men and women of God we are, when we manifest forth the greatness of the love of God in the renewed mind. This is the great walk, the great privilege of being so dynamically different and powerful in this our day and in our time.